This is the Black Diva Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Danny B, here to inspire you with your daily dose of Black Girl Magic. This podcast highlights Black female bloggers that generate inspiring work and encourages all Black women to live their best life. So continue to tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday so that you can get your life on the daily. It's Fitness Friday, episode 174 of the Black Diva Daily Podcast, where we highlight relevant fitness pieces from Black female bloggers. Today's post is titled, How to Care for Your Hair After the Gym, by Mayel Organics from mayelorganics.com. If you have been following along with this blog, we have been talking a lot about our detangling co-wash and how to care for your hair after the gym. These two go hand in hand, as co-washing is the perfect solution for your sweaty after gym hair. At the end of every workout, the question that always arises is, what am I going to do with my hair now? Sweaty hair is not a good look, but washing your hair isn't always the best solution, especially daily. Here are a few tips to help you take care of your hair after the gym. Number one, don't be scared to sweat. Many naturalistas are afraid to sweat and fear that their roots will frizz up and their hairstyle will get messed up. Don't let the fear of sweat mess up your workout. Girl, get that workout on. Number two, skip the shampoo and hashtag co-wash and slay. Yes, girl, skip that shampoo. If you frequent the gym on a regular basis and you're shampooing your hair each time, it would ultimately lead to your hair being dried out. When you work out a lot, your hair can get really dry from your workout session. You can co-wash in between your shampoo sessions. Number three, use a leave-in conditioner. After you wash your hair, make sure to use a leave-in conditioner. This will help you prep your hairstyle and also seal the moisture into your hair strands. Number four, deep condition weekly. Your hair needs TLC, so make sure that you are regularly deep conditioning your hair. Mayel Organics Babasu and Mint Deep Conditioner is perfect for keeping your strands strong and healthy. Try to deep condition with steam also. This will really help to lock the moisture into your hair strands. Number five, wear protective hairstyles. Wearing protective styles to the gym will help keep your hair from getting too messy. Styles like twists and braids are great for the gym because they can easily be taken down for washing. Let us know, how do you co-wash and slay? You've just listened to the post titled, How to Care for Your Hair After the Gym, from mayelorganics.com. Since inception, Mayel Organics products have taken the hair care market by storm. After mere months, Mayel Organics was widely recognized for its results-driven products and excellent customer service. Mayel Organics founder and CEO, Monique Rodriguez, has over 9 years of experience as a registered nurse. Her background in science and focus on health from the inside out inspired Monique to share her hair regime of healthy tailbone length hair with the masses. She is passionate about inspiring women in business and entrepreneurship. Hey y'all, it's Danny B here with my personal thoughts on today's blog post. So first of all, I just have to say that I love Mayel Organic products. I really feel like I'm using healthy, natural products, and they feel great on my hair. Some of my favorite from Mayel Organics include the rosemary mint oil, really stimulates hair growth, and I love their rice water collection. I've just seen huge results since I've started using that collection. Nonetheless, I thought that this blog post was very interesting because I'm always struggling on what to do with my hair after the gym. For those of you who know me personally, you know that I'm trying to lose some weight. So I've been in the gym at 5:45 every morning working it out, and I had to braid it up. That's like my go-to of how I maintain my hair while working at the gym.
I also think that if you're working out at home, because a lot of us are working from home still right now, their options are just so vast. So you could still have rollers in your hair and work out. You could still have your twists in before you take them out because you're still working from home. So I would just say really take advantage of what works best for you, whether that's just putting in a ponytail. I feel like at the end of the day, don't hold back when you're working out. Your hair, like, will just have to figure out a plan B if it does get sweated out. But what's most important is your health. So don't, I know it's hard, but don't overthink it. And I definitely like the tip about co-washing instead of shampoo, because definitely shampoo can be drying when you use it repeatedly. So I'm going to try that tip about co-washing. And I'll report back to let you know how that works for me. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and Twitter so you can see how I continue to go along my fitness journey. I hope you all are having a wonderful Friday, staying well, and thriving. If this episode left you inspired, please review, subscribe, share with a friend, and tune in next week. Love ya!